Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Carnell Alexander at one point owed $60,000 in child support for a child he did not father and knew nothing about. But despite successfully challenging the claim 20 years ago, he still owes about $30,000. The mother who accused him long ago admitted saying that naming a quote-unquote father was necessary to get welfare benefits. A judge thus wiped out Alexander's debt to her. But the state of Michigan still demands that Alexander repay benefits it had paid to the mother. In October, Andrew Davies was ordered by a high court in England not to lie down in public places anymore, unless genuinely stricken by emergency. Previously, he had had a habit of making bogus calls to 911 to get attention. When police confiscated his phone, he began compensating by lying in roads until compassionate passersby called for an ambulance. A Polish doctor says she has been in deep shock since learning that a 91-year-old woman she pronounced dead woke up in the morgue several hours later. The doctor said she was sure the patient was dead after finding, quote, no basic life functions during a morning house call on November 6th. Shortly before midnight, an undertaker who brought in another body noticed the patient was moving inside a bag she had been placed in. Once it was opened, the patient complained of being cold and asked for hot tea, the media said. She was then taken home. More than 6 million students have downloaded the new iPhone app PhotoMath to solve Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 problems. Students do this by pointing the camera's phone at a printed equation. The answer and the explanation quickly appear on the screen as a teaching tool or if students, quote, want to show their work. The Croatia-based developer told the Quartz website in October that it is working on upgrades for higher-level math equations, but no relief is in sight for those chronically pesky word problems. Neighbors in the Mandarin neighborhood of Jacksonville, Florida, complained to the city recently about a resident who scattered hundreds of mothballs around her front yard, even driving over them in her car to crush them open and extend their obnoxious odor. The National Pesticide Information Center warned that the mothballs were hazardous to plants, wildlife, water, and air. But the female resident said she was forced into the tactic in order to prevent neighborhood dogs from defecating in her yard.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.